Greetings to you, beloved brothers and sisters in the Lord. We thank the Lord for how He has seen us through this week and bringing us to the last of this week's daily devotion. We pray that the Lord should continue to use His ministers to bless us more and more in the mighty name of Jesus. Today we are looking at the purpose of fellowship. As we open to the book of Acts, chapter 2, from verse 42, and they continue steadfastly in the apostle doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. The Lord bless His word in our hearts. Why do we need fellowship? It is not enough that we are born again. After we are born again, there is need for this fellowship. The early church, after they were baptized with water and with the Holy Ghost, they continued steadfastly in fellowship. And as they continued in fellowship, things began to happen. One of those things was that they began to grow. If I was there or you were there at the early stage of the church, you will see that it was not instantly a mature church. There was need for them to continue in fellowship to a point that when people, the people that saw them, at a point they call them Christians. They saw Christ in their life as a result of their fellowshipping with the Word of God, as a result of further experience, further refilling of the Holy Ghost. There is need for us to be in fellowship. Not just any fellowship, but a true fellowship. When we don't know the purpose of fellowship, we can just be in any kind of fellowship as long as, just like some people will say, I know myself, I have the Spirit of God, I will just pick whatever I need to pick, I can be in any kind of fellowship. No, that is a wrong attitude. There is need for one to be in a true fellowship. When we don't find ourselves in a true fellowship, one of the things is that we will not grow. It is only in a true fellowship that we can grow. It is only in a true fellowship that we can die to self. It is only in the true fellowship that we can behold Christ. It's quite unfortunate. A lot of us are just busy with activities. And as a result, those activities are becoming distraction. Many times we are just satisfied with the fact that we are involved in doing one thing or the other. Just like Martha, we are busy trying to serve the Lord, but never in fellowship. It is when we have true fellowship that we can be able to serve the Lord. It is when we are in true fellowship that we can be able to witness Him. It is when we are in true fellowship that, in fact, without fellowship, we can reign with Jesus. It is in fellowship that our gifts are used for the glory of God. It is in fellowship that our gifts can be more effective. Some of us are so satisfied with online fellowship. There is limit to online fellowship, really. We need a physical gathering. Why? Because it is in physical gathering that we can be able to correct ourselves. It is in physical gathering that we can be able to know ourselves better. In fact, it is in physical gathering that our gift can be more effective. So the early church, as they continue in fellowship, a time reached that they were filled with the Holy Ghost to a point that things that are contrary to the word of God could not bear to be with them. People, unbelievers, could not join them. As we continue steadfastly in true fellowship, we will find that we will be becoming more uncomfortable with things that don't please God. Someone can be born again 10 years ago and is not in fellowship, and one that is born again 2 years ago but is in fellowship, you find that the person that is 2 years old in Christ will be more matured than the one that is not frequently in fellowship, despite he is born again 10 years ago. So I just want us to value and not just be in a fellowship, but understanding that the purpose of the fellowship is to grow into maturity. So that when we find ourselves in fellowship, our cry, our earnest desire will always be to pray always that you and I will know him and the power of his resurrection. Paul said, I determined to know nothing among you save Christ and him crucified. He was talking, referring to the church in Corinth. It was a church that was highly gifted. It was a church that they were generous. But Paul was saying in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, though you have faith that you can move mountain, you can burn yourself, you do this, but you have no charity. Paul was not just talking. It was something that was happening in that church where the motive of the people was wrong. These people were busy with a lot of activities in the church, but they missed something. They missed true fruitfulness. They were not fruitful. They were not becoming like Christ, but they were highly gifted. They were busy with a lot of things. The church was so busy to a point that somebody took his father's wife and he was living with her. She was living with him. They were sleeping with each other. And this church could not rebuke that person until Paul rose against that and he rebuked them. And that person was put away from the fellowship. They could not see the danger of keeping such a person even in the fellowship. I pray that God will help us to honestly examine ourselves, to honestly desire a true fellowship. For it is in true fellowship that we can actually grow from glory to glory. To grow, it is in true fellowship. It is in true fellowship that we meet, we come in contact with true fivefold ministry. Because without a true fivefold ministry, there can never be perfection. The purpose of that fivefold ministry is for perfection. So in searching for true fellowship, we have to search for true ministry. What is the minister, or what are those ministers in that fellowship? What are they pointing people to? A true fellowship will behold Christ. A true fellowship will lift no one but Christ. I pray that the Lord continue to establish us in His word, even as we desire to know Him more and more. I pray that the Lord continue to bless us. Continue to pray for me. Continue to pray for the ministers. Pray for our beloved brother Andrew Piri. We thank the Lord for using him to have this platform where we are truly getting more blessed by His word. I pray the Lord continue to bless us richly. God bless you richly. Shalom, beloved brothers and sisters in the Lord. Shalom.